there's no one-size-fits-all approach to education, and that parents are in the best position to make the right choices for their own children.
Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and today we're talking with Melanie Hildreth. She's a director of development at the Institute for Justice, and we're talking about in a fascinating case about school choice in Nevada. Melanie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Talk a bit about the law that was passed that is arguably the most comprehensive school choice semi-voucher program in the country. What does it do and when does it go into effect?
This year, Nevada passed the most innovative and expansive school choice program in the country. It affects every student in Nevada public schools. That's 450,000 kids. And what the state did is create education savings accounts. This gives parents the ability to customize their children's education by spending their educational dollars on a variety of educational goods and services.
And they can basically use it for whatever they want. I mean, that's the idea. And it comes out of tax dollars. It's what, $5,000?
About $5,000 per student.
And then they get a card or a bank account that they can say, okay, I'm going to use it to pay tuition here or extra tutoring here. Or, you know, a computer or hardware for here.
Exactly. Yeah, they can spend it on tuition at a private school, but it doesn't have to be tuition at a private school, which makes it different from a voucher. It can be spent on tutoring, textbooks, distance learning, even classes at Nevada community colleges.
This is for everybody in K through 12.
Yes.
And what happens with money that is not spent?
They can save it. And I think in some states, I actually don't know if this is true in Nevada, but in some states they can even apply it to college.
So who could be against this?
Well, two lawsuits have been filed challenging the program, one by the ACLU and one by a group called Educate Nevada Now.
There are two basic cases that they're making against it. One is that this actually erodes a wall of separation between church and state because the money can be used at private religious schools.
That's right. The ACLU of Nevada has argued that it violates the program violates the Nevada Constitution because parents can choose religious schools as one of the options.
And why isn't that true?
As IJ has successfully argued before, the U.S. Supreme Court and several state Supreme Courts, properly constructed school choice programs do not unconstitutionally fund religion. And we worked actually with the Nevada legislature to ensure that this was properly constructed. So the program meets the two hallmarks of a properly constructed program, because it relies on the free and independent choice of parents among an array of options, both religious and non-religious.
So it's not privileging religious schools over anything else or furthering a particular religion.
Exactly. And the state itself is completely neutral with regard to religion. It doesn't favor or disfavor.
The parents or the kids could buy, say, Gatorade for a sports program, but they can't buy holy water. Basically. I mean, it's for non-sectarian, like, you know, they're not doing it to get religion, they're doing it to get education.
The funds are for the child's education, and the benefit is to the family and to the child and not to the religious institution.
So the other main legal case against this, or legal challenge, is that this undermines Nevada's constitutional mandate to provide a uniform and consistent free public education. How do you rebut that in the IJ case?
This program really doesn't do anything to change or undermine Nevada's obligation to fund and operate the public schools. All that it does is recognize that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to education, and that parents are in the best position to make the right choices for their own children.
Why wouldn't a school, let's say, and I'm not sure the exact numbers in Nevada, but if the typical school spends $9,000 on a kid, and then $5,000 goes, you know, with the kid who leaves, they're still left with $4,000, isn't that, and they don't have to do anything for it. Isn't that like a win-win for them?
Yeah, you'd think so. It is a challenge to the status quo because it really gives the power to parents, and that is a threat.
Talk a little bit about, you know, one of the families that you're representing, because there's a total of, is it six or seven plaintiffs?
We're representing five Nevada families whose children have a wide variety of needs when it comes to education. One family is Amy and Heath Hare, who have five adopted children, and their oldest son was bullied in his public school, and they were concerned for his safety. So this program makes it possible for them to put him in a school where they feel that he's safe, and to do the same for all of their kids, which would be cost prohibitive.
And if they have to destroy the great tradition of public school in America, it's all about them, right?
It's their choice.
What's another family?
We are also representing Aurora Espinoza, who's a single mother with two daughters who are trapped by their zip code in some of the worst public schools in Nevada. One of the families we represent has children with serious health problems, medical problems that require them to be away from school for surgeries and other, you know, really difficult circumstances. Yeah. And with this program, their parents can tailor their education to accommodate their needs in a way that is completely impossible in their current situation.
What is public opinion in Nevada? I mean, obviously this law was passed by the state legislature, so it has a certain amount of support. Is there a sense that people in Nevada are, you know, are they outraged? Are they like, you're draining money from the public school system with this program? Or are they like, geez, how, you know, where do I sign up for that?
There's been a lot of enthusiasm about the program, but because it's new, there's also some people have some reservations. So we're really excited for it to go into effect and have the people get to see the result. Once they have the opportunity to make these choices, I think people will be very excited about the program across the board. It has the potential to bring the kind of innovation to education in Nevada that we've seen modern technology bring to everything from the transportation to the retail sector. If there's anything that businesses like Uber and Amazon have shown us, it's that people value choices and they value options. And this program gives parents choices and options in one of the most important areas of their life, which is the education of their children. And I think that that's something that people will really respond to well once they see it in effect.
We've been talking with Melanie Hildreth. She works at the Institute for Justice, a libertarian public interest law firm. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.